Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 16th. You'll be interested to know, 251 years ago, today in 1773, in an event known as the Boston Tea Party, American colonists disguised as Mohawk Indians threw 342 chests of tea belonging to the British East India Company into Boston Harbor to protest against a tax on tea. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 25 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:12 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:08. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy Monday with a high around 43, accompanied by a light south wind. Tonight, expect rain after 8 p.m. with a low of 39 and winds picking up to 12 miles per hour, gusting to 23. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be just before 11:30 with a low tide just before 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 46 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain early on Tuesday, then partly sunny skies with a high near 58. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 33. On Wednesday, there is a chance of rain after 4 p.m. with mostly sunny skies and a high near 48. Wednesday night brings rain and cloudy skies with lows around 36. Thursday may see rain before 1 p.m., then mostly sunny skies with a high near 44. Thursday night will be partly cloudy with lows around 24. Friday has a chance of snow and rain with partly sunny skies and a high near 35. Expect mostly cloudy skies Friday night with a low around 27. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston-based regional banks, Berkshire Hills Bancorp and Brookline Bancorp, are in discussions to combine, according to sources familiar with the situation. Each bank has approximately $12 billion in assets, and the deal could be announced as soon as next week, provided negotiations remain on track. Berkshire Hills has a market value of around $1.3 billion, while Brookline's is just over $1 billion. Both banks face challenges in commercial real estate loans and are exploring partnerships to navigate industry pressures as more regional institutions seek consolidation in the current market environment. Now on to sports. Last night, on Sunday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers, now 10-4, snapped Seattle's four-game winning streak with a decisive 30-13 victory at Lumen Field. Jordan Love threw 2 touchdown passes to Romeo Doubs, while Josh Jacobs added 94 rushing yards and a score. Geno Smith's knee injury forced him out, replaced by Sam Howell. The Seahawks, now 8-6, face a first-place tie in the NFC West. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have a doubleheader. The Atlanta Falcons at 6-7 visit the Las Vegas Raiders, who are 2-11. The Falcons, favored by 4, aim to exploit the Raiders' struggling defense. The over-under is set at 48. In Minneapolis, the 11-2 Minnesota Vikings host the struggling Chicago Bears, who are 3-10. Sam Darnold is in red hot form with 11 touchdowns and no interceptions in the last four games. The Bears defense, under new leadership, faces a daunting task against Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. The Vikings are favored with the over-under set at 53. In local sports, on Sunday, the Pats fell to the Cardinals in Glendale, Arizona, with a final score of 30-17. Drake May threw for 202 yards with one touchdown and one interception. Despite a late surge, New England, now 3-11, struggled with third down conversions, finishing 0-6. Tonight, the Celtics beat the Wizards 112-98 at Capital One Arena. Jason Tatum posted 28 points and 12 rebounds. Jordan Poole led Washington with 21 points. Boston improves to 21-5, while the Wizards slip to 3-21. Thursday night, the Seas host the Chicago Bulls, who are 11-15. Tomorrow night, the Bruins, at 16-13-3, battle the Flames in Calgary. In top news, in recent months, frustration among medical providers regarding health insurers has intensified. Following the tragic killing of UnitedHealthcare's chief executive, Brian Thompson, many doctors have shared their anger over the industry's practices. They find themselves burdened by the costs and delays involved in securing payment for patient care, often requiring extensive paperwork for essential procedures. One doctor remarked, "It's getting worse," highlighting a widespread sentiment. Meanwhile, a recent policy change by Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield has sparked controversy. Overall, physicians feel overwhelmed, caught between insurers and management, diminishing their ability to advocate for patients. In business news, the stock market is up 27%, ahead of the final Federal Reserve meeting of the year, but some experts suggest a correction may be overdue. Tally Lager, chief market strategist at the Wealth Consulting Group, hopes for a meaningful pullback in equities, especially as the Dow Jones Industrial Average locked its longest losing streak since February 2020. With the Fed expected to cut interest rates, concerns linger about potential market fragility. The Dow fell 1.8% last week, while the S&P 500 gained 27% for the year, alongside a 32.7% rise in the NASDAQ. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $104,000. Ethereum is just under $4,000. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 75 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The first carbon-14 diamond battery has been developed, promising to last for 5,700 years. While diamonds are not quite forever, this innovation could revolutionize energy storage. Meanwhile, scientists at Shinshu University in Matsumoto, Japan, are exploring a new proof-of-concept reactor that aims to produce green hydrogen using photocatalysts and sunlight. This climate-neutral energy source is vital for reducing fossil fuel dependence, but currently represents only 0.1% of hydrogen production. If successful, this breakthrough could pave the way for a sustainable hydrogen society in Japan. And in entertainment news, Luke Wilson is eager to reprise his role as Joe Bowers in a sequel to the cult classic, Idiocracy. He starred alongside Dax Shepard, Maya Rudolph, and Terry Crews in the original 2006 film directed by Mike Judge. In a recent interview, Wilson shared that he is always pitching sequel ideas to Judge. He imagines a storyline where Terry's character becomes president and Dax runs a movie studio. Despite its rocky release, Idiocracy has become a beloved film, with Wilson recalling how surprised he was by its popularity, especially after it earned less than $1 million at the box office. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American essayist and philosopher, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.